I want to tell you about a new podcast called Amuse News. Publishing multiple days a week, Amuse News is your source for food news, interviews from around the food world, and more. On the show, we'll be engaging with food storytellers, from chefs to advocates to people working in the field, and many more. Find Amuse News wherever you get your podcasts. Amuse News is a destination for everyone who's looking for a new, insightful look into the world of food.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. With more than 30 weekly podcasts, HRN has something for every food lover. Learn more at heritageradionetwork.org.
Winkle.
What?
Winkle!
Huh? Who?
Winkle, wake up.
Yeah. Who are you? What are you doing in my... Hey! Is that you, Mr. Peabody?
Winkle.
Mr. Peabody, what are you doing in my dream? Who? Wait, did you take the Wayback Machine?
Winkle, I've brought somebody to speak with you.
Somebody to speak with me? Who? In my dream? You can't bring people to my dream, Mr. Peabody.
Winkle? Amy's here.
Amy. What you want to do? I think I could be with you for a while, maybe longer if I do. Amy. Hey, Amy.
Hey, what, Mr. Rip.
What do you... Why are you in my dream?
Because we were destined to have a talk. Is now a good time to talk?
Well, can you wake me up? Do you know how to wake me up?
I am going to do all I can to peel you from your sleep. I don't know that I want to bring you to the 21st century.
What if I don't like it?
Exactly. So what about a time that you do like? What time should we go to?
I want the before times.
The before times, of course.
Yes, the before.
Before time existed?
Just before I got into my dream. Because I'm very thirsty. I'd like to go back and get a drink.
Another drink?
Yeah.
I think we could do that.
Who were those little men? Who were they?
They were little.
They were little, but they were very well dressed, weren't they?
They were. And they had the best beer.
They had the best beer, and they had some pretty good beards, too. Remember that? They had beards, and they were kind of jeweled up. They had spangles and bangles, and they were drinking and bowling. They were bowlers.
Bowlers in the sky.
Bowlers in the sky. Oh, God. No, sir.
So they were very well dressed. But they left you to sleep for almost forever. How do you feel about that, Mr. Van Winkle?
I feel good about that. I love sleeping. I think Dame Van Winkle may be mad at me because she always is mad when I sleep late.
Exactly.
But I love sleeping. That's why I'm not quite sure I want to come back.
Oh. Well, you can just hang out. Maybe I could tell you some stories to keep you in your slumber.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Sounds good. As long as I can sleep along with your story, I'm good.
Oh, okay. That's it. A sleep along.
Yeah. Oh, sleep.
We're going to have a little sleep along.
Yeah.
Oh. Rip Van Winkle, I'm going to tell you a story about yourself.
Oh.
Whoever has made a voyage up the Hudson must remember the Catskill Mountains. They are a dismembered branch of the great Appalachian family and are seen away to the west of the river, swelling up to a noble height and lording it over the surrounding country. Every change of season, every change of weather, indeed, every hour of the day, produces some changes in the magical hues and shapes of these mountains, and they are regarded by all the good wives, far and near, as perfect barometers. When the weather is fair and settled, they are clothed in blue and purple and print their bold outlines on the clear evening sky. But sometimes, when the rest of the landscape is cloudless, they will gather a hood of gray vapors about their summits, which in the last rays of the setting sun will glow and light up like a crown of glory. At the foot of these fairy mountains, the voyager may have described the light smoke curling up from a village whose shingle roofs gleam among the trees just where the blue tints of the upland melt away into the fresh green of the nearer landscape. It is a little village of great antiquity, having been founded by some of the Dutch colonists in the early times.
That's where I live.
Of the province. Yep. Just about the beginning of the government of the good Peter Stuyvesant. May he rest in peace.
Good Pete.
And there were some of the houses of the original settlers standing within a few years, built of small yellow bricks brought from Holland. Having latticed windows and gable fronts surmounted with weathercocks. In that same village, and in one of these very houses, which, to tell the precise truth, was sadly time-worn and weather-beaten, there lived many years since, while the country was yet a province of Great Britain, a simple, good-natured fellow.
Good.
Of your name, Rip Van Winkle.
My name is Winkle. Rip Van Winkle.
You are a descendant of the Van Winkles who figured so gallantly in the chivalrous days of Peter Stuyvesant and accompanied him to the siege of Fort Christina. You, Rip, however, inherited but little of the martial character of your ancestors.
You know, my talents are totally underrated. It's like, I mean, but go ahead. It's
I have observed that you are a simple, good-natured... This narrative is a little condemning. I don't know. Do you really want me to go on? It's your dream.
It's hard on me. I like reliving it a little bit, but it's hard, you know.
We could shift.
We could cruise through.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see.
Does it talk about my dog?
Let's see. It talks about Dame Van Winkle, who is a termagant... wife.
Well, Wolf was the name of my dog, though.
Okay, let's find your dog. We can talk about your dog.
Okay.
You were very good with children because you told great stories.
I like to spin a yarn.
The children shout with joy when you approach. Do they come to you in your sleep? Do they visit?
I mean, sometimes I dream about flying kites. Sometimes I dream about fishing.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I dream about skipping stones. We do that. That's pretty fun.
But do you tell stories when you sleep? Do you make all these words into little books? No, not so much.
Well, I hear stories when I sleep.
What did you hear most recently?
Let me see if I remember my dream.
I think... I heard you, because I've been sitting here a while before Mr. Peabody introduced me.
Yeah.
I think I heard you tell a story that was so powerful, you ripped the scales off a fish. A fish was leaping through the air, and then your words just took the scales off, one by one. Such is the power of your enchantment.
My words can rip the scales right off a fish.
That's what I said.
And the shingles right off that roof.
Exactly.
That's why my house is so messed up.
But Dame Van Winkle doesn't agree with that, does she?
She wants me to put that fish scale back on. It's the shingles, too.
Will you?
I'm trying. I'm doing my best.
Oh, we all are.
But she said, go. So I went. And I took Wolf. My dog's called Wolf. And me and Wolf, we went walking around, and we were going to fish, and we're going to shoot a squirrel, make some soup. That way I could feed the kids, Dame Van Winkle, too. And that's when everything happened.
Everything being those men with their jewels and beers.
Yeah, I heard somebody. I thought, you know how it is when you're walking around in the woods and everything quiet. Birds are tweeting, the wind's blowing, just like this. And I heard somebody go, Winko! Van Winko! I was, huh, you must be hearing, must be something, a bird, a frog. Winko! Winko! And I turned around and there it was. That's how it started. There was a little guy with the, he was carrying some big old keg of booze. And he wanted me to help him. So, of course, I like to help people. So I gave him a hand. That's what happened. We walked up and met his other friends. That's when we started a party.
What was this party like?
I got into trouble.
Did you party like it was 1999?
Yes, I did party like it was 1999. What is 1999?
It's the after times.
Oh. Well, that's what it was like. It was like the after time.
Did you go someplace else? And then you went to sleep and that was another someplace else. And now you're in that someplace else forever.
I'm in someplace else until they wake me up. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I asked Mr. Peabody. And he said, I need 5 drops of pure rain on my right eyelid.
That's going to be hard to do with those glasses on, Rip.
What are glasses?
Okay. Okay.
Anyway, 5 drops on my right eyelid is going to wake me up. And so I said, Mr. Peabody, what happens if I don't like it when I wake up? And he said, I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do for you. That's why I'm afraid.
Don't be afraid. Everyone has to wake up, Rip.
I want to make sure it's all good when I wake up, because I think there might be changes afoot.
I guarantee you things are a bit different. The English have left us to ourselves, and it hasn't gone well.
English have left the building?
The English have left the building, the countryside. We chased them out.
So what's going on then? Who's who?
Oh, exactly. There's a lot of confusion and chaos. We have golf carts and golf courses. It's kind of like bowling with sticks.
I invented golf here. Did you know that story?
No, tell me about your invention.
So when I fell asleep, I walked out in the woods with Wolf and my rifle. And we walked and walked. And then when I fell asleep, well, I'm just referring to this thing you were just reading here, this little story. When I woke up, my gun was all rusted and messed up.
Ooh, must have been some time.
I was so mad. I was so mad that I took my gun and I swung it down. And when I swung it down, the stock of my rifle hit a mushroom.
Yeah?
And it rolled right into the woodchuck hole.
Ooh.
That's how I invented mini golf here.
That's amazing.
Right here in the Catskills.
I didn't know that mini golf was invented
here. That was
here.
The beginning of everything.
Is this before times or mid before times?
This is...
Mid times, maybe.
This is probably mid to end of before time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now people can play a narrative golf course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They can come here.
Yeah, they can see me. They can learn about all the little people, the little ghost men. They can learn about Henry Hudson. You know that's what the story is about, right? Henry Hudson. Do you remember Henry Hudson?
Well, not personally, but yes, I remember him.
Henry Hudson was an English guy. He was an explorer. Mm-hmm. And he was hired by the Dutch people, my people, to drive around in his boat.
Motorboat?
Well, it was a sailing boat.
Okay.
And they took a left turn instead of a right turn, and they ended up here in New York, rather than going around over to Asia.
Like they wanted.
Well, you know, I think he took off with the boat. But that's what happened. And it didn't end well for Hudson. But that was 1609. That was really in the before time. And his crew are the ones that got me drunk, made me fall asleep.
Is that the culprits?
It was the culprit. It was Henry Hudson's crew of the Half Moon. So the ship is the Half Moon, and you could see it right here. Somehow, they came all the way up the Esopus Creek and into this little Delaware Creek over here and ran aground and became mired in the mud in Bovina, and that's why it's here. And well, I think that's why they come back.
Okay, so it's spirits coming back.
Spirits are coming back. And I'm thinking I'm going to come back, too. When I get up, I'll be back.
You think you're going to wake up, or do you think you have more time to sleep?
I think I've got a little more time to sleep. I'm like my vintage. I'm not quite ready yet. I'm roasting, or what's the word for it? When something's cooking away and it's not ready, simmering?
Braising? Maybe we're braising you.
I'm braising.
Yeah.
I'm just a braising in Bovina. I love Bovina.
It loves you back, Rip. Oh. Mr. Rip, I'm sorry.
Well, you could call me Winkle.
Okay.
My name is Winkle. Van okay. Winkle. My name is Rip Van Winkle. I'm tired and thirsty, but I hope you're feeling fine.
I am.
I start to groan and start to moan, and I don't need no melatonin. I'm Winkle. My name is Rip Van Winkle. I'm snoozing. Why don't you? Oh, I think I'm starting to. Anyway, where were we?
I think we were about to let you go back to sleep, Mr. Van Winkle.
Okay. Well, thank you, and Mr. Peabody. Thank you.
Winkle, get your rest.
Thank you. Can you bring General Washington next time?
No.
No?
No.
Oh.
You will not have any of those kinds of visitors.
Okay. Good night.
Good
oh.
night, Rip.
Good night.
Thank you for joining us for Heritage Radio Network's first annual Catskills Field Day. We couldn't have done it without our partners. Special thanks to Putt-Putt Van Winkle, Rip Van Winkle himself, Edible New York, Wadler Brothers, Woofler Estate, Isolation Proof, Upward Brewing, Black Diamond Cider, and Bread Alone. Check out more episodes of HRN on Tour, along with our full lineup of shows at heritageradionetwork.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you hungry? Well, you're in luck. Meat & 3 is back for season 16. I'm Taylor Early, and we've got a whole new batch of reporters I am so excited to introduce you to.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Fisher.
Asha McElroy.
Sam Girardi.
Jessica Gingrich.
Hannah from Wisconsin.
I'm a swing dancing audio engineer.
I am a future registered dietitian nutritionist.
I'm from New York, and I love rice and beans.
My favorite food of all time is a shrimp burrito.
I love watermelon.
We've also got a bonus podcast for you called Behind the Internship. Three of our reporters will take you along to show how they develop stories for this very show, Meat and Three.
Hi, I'm Danielle Flitter, a plant-based chef from Philadelphia, living in Mexico City.
I'm Sophia Hooper. I'm a bartender based in Portland, Maine.
My name is Addison Austin Liu. I am a chef and food journalist from Salt Lake City, Utah, and my favorite food is Peruvian.
Rice and beans.
Hand-drawn noodle soup.
So tune in to enjoy a square meal for your ears. And I hope you saved a little room for dessert.